The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. Your host, Steve Heisler, creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center, has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 30 years and is bringing you answers to your questions. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
This is Steve Heisler, and I'm with Carol Stern and David Black, critically acclaimed author, and we are talking about the new book, Ripped Apart, Living Misdiagnosed, and you are listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. David, what was it that actually caught your attention to Gary and Carol's plight? How did you find out about their situation?
We had a mutual friend, an actor and director, who put us in touch. And I talked to Carol twice. And not knowing the personal story, just knowing the medical and legal details, it interested me, but it didn't strike me as necessarily a book I wanted to write, because after the verdict, just writing about malpractice, you got to do better, and it's very hard to do better than the verdict. But Carol is somebody who doesn't take no for an answer, ever. And the third time she called me, I realized that, in fact, it was a story, a love story, and a story about a very personal story about this couple in the context of the tragedy of American healthcare and its failures.
Have you ever written anything else about legal type of story, or is this the first time you delved into the kind of the legal arena?
Well, I wrote lots of articles. I've written over 150 articles for various magazines, including the New York Times and Harper's and Playboy and Rolling Stone. And I'd written some medical stuff. I failed science in high school,
that makes two of us.
It's an advantage, because if I can understand it and explain it, then anyone can read it and understand it, because I'm a slow learner and I need the details. I also wrote a book. It was the first non-medical book about AIDS. It was a two-part series in Rolling Stone that was published as a book by Simon & Schuster, and that won a number of awards, like the National Magazine Award, the Science and Society Award, and was nominated for a Pulitzer. And I did lots and lots of medical or legal stuff, I mean, including lots of TV shows and movies and a book called Murder at the Met about the Phantom of the Opera case in 1981 at the Metropolitan Opera. So I had a background in both legal material and medical material, but it was the personal stuff. It was Carol and Gary's story which attracted me.
So what was it about their story? I know that he was a bounty hunter, and I think her father was in the CIA. I mean, I read the book, and it was just outstanding. And was this something that you had not seen before, as far as maybe how Carol kind of rolled up her sleeves and took on the medical establishment, and in the state of Maryland, because she was at three different hospitals. Was it that, or what specifically was it that really drew you to these two, or this? Yeah,
Carol. Although she's in Baltimore, not Philadelphia, Carol is Rocky. Carol is Rocky. Nothing defeats her, nothing stops her, and when she gets knocked down, she gets up and comes out swinging.
And I guess, yeah, so, and the medical establishment was Clubber Lang or Apollo Creed, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yes.
When investigating this, Did the series and the continuous medical mistakes, David, did that appall you? Or, I mean, how did that affect you?
Well, it came at a time I'd spent a period of about 7 years when I turned, I'm now 76, but when I was turning around 60, I was in the hospital a lot. I had 3 heart attacks in 7 weeks because practice makes perfect. And I can really do a good heart attack now. And I had cancer, and I had removal of a kidney. And there was a period when I was in the hospitals a lot, and some good, some bad, different hospitals. But what appalled me, and I, one of the books I had written was called The Making of His Doctor, which came from 2 articles published in the New York Times Sunday Magazine, which in fact got the Lasker Foundation gave NYU Hospital, which I had written about, I think it was $9 million as a result of the article. It was the longest article at that point that the New York Times had ever published in the magazine. And I was on call with a third-year medical student, and whenever he was on call, I was on call for a year. And 3 things struck me. One is that they're always doctors and nurses seem to be, even, I mean, now with the pandemic we've had, we're aware of how hard they work. But they were working double shifts and even single shifts that exhausted them. So half the time they're functioning with not enough sleep. So that's one problem. Another problem is, as Carol said, they'd rather look at a computer than at a patient. And there was a doctor named Dr. Spencer at the hospital who was a world-renowned cardiologist. And on grand rounds one day with medical residents and third-year students follow him around, he went into a room where there was an elderly woman lying in a bed, and he crouched down next to her and talked to her, and then came out and asked all the students and third-year residents, he said, okay, what happened in there? What's the most important thing? And everyone had a different medical answer. And he said, no, the most important thing that happened in there is I crouched down so she wasn't looking up at me like God. And I think that's important. We're losing the personal touch. It's becoming more and more computerized. And the third thing, which I think was important, and Carol has more specific ideas than I do, but the third thing is the lack of any kind of serious education in medical ethics. And just mouthing the Hippocratic Oath does nothing if you don't really follow it.
And I guess you're, I guess the situation and the story of Gary and Carol and the medical carelessness, that didn't do anything to make you feel any different about those 3 different ideals that you just shared with us. Is that correct?
No, and absolutely. And 50% of the people who are in hospitals tend to be in hospitals because of something that happened in the hospital, iatrogenic diseases. A lot of people in the hospital pick up like C. difficile, which is very hard to get rid of, but they often pick it up because they're in the hospital. So hospitals are schizophrenic. On the one hand, they're there to heal people and help people. On the other hand, they're corporations, for the most part, for-profit corporations are bureaucracies. And those are 2 mandates that are absolutely contradictory, and yet, you know, it's like hooking up a wolf and a lamb to pull your wagon. It ain't going to get very far before the wolf eats the lamb.
David, where can our listeners get the book, and when is the book going to, when is it going to be on the streets?
I hope it's not on the streets. I hope it's in bookstores and in people's homes. I say that as a New Yorker, where anyone who lived in New York through the 70s, every block was covered with people selling secondhand books on the street, actually on the sidewalk. But the it's now, you can get on Amazon. You'll be able to get it after June 22nd, which is the official pub date in local bookstores. And it's
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble, all you know, local and regular bookstores. And I've got to say, I mean, I've written a lot, and I've written, done a lot of journalism and nonfiction, as well as fiction and TV and movies. And I've never run across an interview subject as open and candid and sane as Carol. And any virtue the book has is due to her. She is one of the most extraordinary human beings I've ever met. Oh, and by the way, she invented, I don't know if we've said this, she invented a procedure that doctors and hospitals still use.
Wow. Is there a patent in your near future, Carol, as far as that procedure?
Absolutely not. I did that so people could be better not to get anything out of it. I wanted the doctors to do it the right way.
That's great. And it's amazing that, you know, you actually were able to, you know, invent something that, you know, the medical establishment actually might use to help save lives and maybe prevent some of the medical carelessness that Gary had to unfortunately experience in the future. So, you know, that's great to hear, Carol. And we want to hear more about that later on, about how that's working out. Listen, it's so nice to have you both here today. It's a heartbreaking story, and really, it's a real expose on the dark side of the medical system. I want to thank both of you for coming on. Carol, if anyone who's listening today from our Injured Senior Nation wants to reach out to you, maybe to tell you their story about their loved one who had a similar plight as Gary, or might be in the middle of something and might want to get some advice on, you know, how to advocate to the best of their ability on behalf of their loved one. How do they get in touch with you?
The quickest and the easiest way to get in touch with me is if you go on Facebook and you put in Ripped Apart, our page will come up. If you leave any message under any of those, I promise I will get back to it, and I'll do whatever I can. I really want to help people so they don't have to go through what Carrie went through. And that's all I want.
Got it. That's awesome. Now, David, if anyone wants to reach out to you, or if they just want to get on your social media and see what's going on in your in your professional life, how can they find out about that?
I think the same thing on Facebook. Either contact me through my link, David Black, or respond to any of the book's online pages, and I'll get the message.
All right. Well, the both of you, again, thank you so much for coming on, and we're going to have you back on in a future episode to kind of find out what's going on in both of your lives. Injured Senior Nation, thanks for listening to today's episode. I want to again thank Carol Stern and David Black for appearing on the show today. If you love the Injured Senior podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes. If you'd like to come on the show and tell us your story, kind of like what we just heard from Carol and David about Gary Stern, we'd sure love to have you on the show. Feel free to email me at steve@injuredseniorhotline.com. I answer all emails, so I'll be more than happy to catch up with you and see if we can have you on the show. So until next time, thanks so much for listening today, Injured Senior Nation. I am so looking forward to next week's show. Stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect with us at InjuredSeniorPodcast.com and sign up for our newsletter. To find out more or to get help at any time, visit InjuredSeniorPodcast.com or call 855-622-6530. That's 855-622-6530.